You're listening to the Music Manumit podcast for December 11th, 2011. Learn more at musicmanumit.com. Hi, and welcome to another Music Manumit. I am Tom, and back with me again after a little bit of a break is Doug. Hi, Doug.
Indeed. Yeah, we were both on break.
Yeah.
Because of me, though.
Right.
But it was
that time of year, too. You know, you were sick for like ever. I'm amazed you're still not.
Yeah. That was the problem. And then I sort of woke up from my drug-induced haze and realized that I was 2 weeks behind and sort of was like, shit.
Well, that and also it was like the holiday, you know, or at least the first part of the winter holidays going on. Scheduling was just weird anyway. And the day we would have recorded actually was going to be the day that my wife just got back from Houston and I had to go pick her up from the airport and... You know, I wouldn't have been here anyway, so we would have had to reschedule that day, and I was doing Thanksgiving because of that the next day, and yeah, the whole thing was just, so it
you
actually...
did Thanksgiving on the Saturday after Black Friday?
Yes.
That's bizarre.
Well, I'm one of those people that did all of my shopping online. I don't go anywhere. I hate crowds.
I'm not talking about anything having to do with Black Friday.
You're just talking about the whole actually doing it that late.
I'm just saying Thanksgiving is on Thursday.
Well, let's put it this way. What's even it's because my wife was gone to Houston.
Yeah.
Was essentially the reason because she was gone for like 10 days. And what makes it even weirder is like when she did leave, the week before that, we celebrated Thanksgiving with her family. So we actually celebrated Thanksgiving at the beginning of November and at the end of November. So, yeah.
Huh.
So, yeah, it was very strange. So, on the actual Thanksgiving, I think I sat here and ate leftover noodles and watched TV. And salted them with my tears. As I just sat by myself. You know, my son, he's out. He's not going to hang around. So, he went and ate at somebody else's house. So, that was my Thanksgiving. My actual Thanksgiving was that day. But she came back the next day. So, it was all cool. Anyway, so how was your Thanksgiving? What'd you end up doing?
I went down to Baltimore, hung out with Wendy, tried to recuperate from being sick, and marginally did that. I'm still feeling kind of like I don't have a lot of energy.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's just like I hate life or if I'm still kind of sick. Could be either one.
Yeah, it could be both, too.
That's... Yeah,
I could see you going either way on that one.
Anyway, let's talk about some music stuff.
Yeah, so we were supposed to have a guest today, and I don't know if on our part, but we weren't able to contact him today. So we're gonna talk about some of the old music shows. I see you got them posted up there in our queue.
Yeah, some of them. And I haven't actually opened these. Do you have anything that you want to say about any of them? You usually don't, so...
Yeah, well, no, usually I reflect on them. I don't usually have something to come right out and say. A lot of the times you'll have something like, you know, a reason for why you did it. Me, I just like to reflect on it and go, oh, I remember that song. That was a good song. You know? And that's fine by me. I mean, that's what music is, you know?
Yeah, no.
It doesn't need to be interpreted.
So I've kind of been on a kick of playing a lot of, you know, live sets from WFMU, mm-hmm. or actually I think they're all from WFMU, but they're from the Free Music Archive, and just sort of letting that happen, mostly due to my laziness. Actually, not laziness, because they were hard to find, but it was... sort of shifting the burden of time to earlier because I knew that like I would be busy. So I was like, all right, let me find all of these. And that way, when it comes time, I'll just have to like find the information for one track and then not have to, you know, hunt around for six of them.
Right.
But you know, sometimes I pick those because they're bizarre and sometimes because I like them. And I think there was a mix of that in these. So the Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti, that was pretty good. And you got a picture of him doing the live show there. So that was
there were actually quite a few pictures. I was pretty surprised. In the normal search engine that I use, which looks for tries to look for either public domain or free use, or I mean fair use, or Creative Commons pictures. This one was in there quite a bit. He was actually pretty easy to find, but I thought this one was the cooler one, where he's hunched over jamming on a keyboard or a Moog or whatever that is.
Yeah. Another cool picture, and this is skipping to last week's show, but you had the electronic studio, 1991, yes. And that was just like enormous.
Yeah, and the thing was, when I first saw it, it was actually at the thumbnail size that you're looking at on the site, so yeah. I thought the guy was doing like a little dance. So I thought that was awesome, and that's why I chose it. But then when I clicked on it and blew it up to the – or saw it at the regular size, he's just standing in front of it. Like, he's you know, the engineer guy, and it's like, oh, I just thought it was some dude with, like – I mean, you know, his slacks and his shoes and yeah. doing a little dance
in front of it. It looks like he might have a ponytail, though, so possibly. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's got, like, a ponytail and a sweater and
– yeah.
I think it's a great picture.
Yeah, I was happy about that one. It was just mainly because I couldn't find anything else that, to put with that, and I knew there was electronic music in there, so I was like, oh, okay, I'll do an electronic one.
A couple of these artists I noticed, they were ones that I've downloaded the music. I don't know if it's I picked it up from you in the past or what, like the Billy Bao.
Uh-huh.
I know that I've come across that, and maybe some of them I haven't.
Are you back on the electronic one again?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was still looking at the other one.
11/11/25.
Okay.
But there were a couple. Like, actually, on the one I mentioned before, there were the Shamblers.
Yeah.
And I downloaded a bunch of their stuff, and I decided I didn't really like them. But that one track made me think I would like them.
Right. Yeah, and that happens to me quite a bit, too. Like, sometimes when I'm listening to things, and I'll put the track on there. It can go both ways for me sometimes. Like, sometimes I'll already have done the show, but I'll let the playlist that I'm listening to keep going. And then all of a sudden, like, a better song will come out. I'm like, damn it. And I've already edited it, and it's like, then I have to make the decision, okay, do I want to redo it before I upload it? Or, you know, so that happens occasionally. And then other times, yeah, there's some where it's after a while, sometimes it's like, I liked it once, but then listening back, I'm like, God, what was I thinking? A lot of it does actually affect the time and place where I'm at. Especially a lot of the stuff that I listen to at work, when I listen to it later on, not in a work situation, totally different effect on me. I don't know what it is. So
Well, sometimes I listen to, you know, instrumental stuff that I wouldn't, if I was just sitting and listening to music, I wouldn't necessarily listen to that.
Yeah.
But if I'm studying or whatnot, I mean, we've had this discussion pretty recently.
I think we have. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we had it. Well, it doesn't matter when we had it. But one of the things I liked about, or this is not really the track, but, you know, the piece of music itself, but it was the genre folktronica.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like the sound of that genre.
Yeah.
Folktronica. Sounds cool. Not the actual sound of the music, the sound of the name.
Okay. I was going to say that was surprising to me if you actually enjoyed that. Music, because that,
no,
that
I did. I mean, that particular piece was interesting because it sort of went through a lot of phases and it sort of did its folky thing. Then it got sort of trippy, and I don't know. It went through some pieces that I wasn't really expecting it to go through in the middle of it and stuff. And I noted that on the actual page, but I think it caught my eye because they called it folktronica, and I was like, huh,
right.
I wonder what that is.
There was, so. Speaking of music that you might like, there's something I came across. First of all, question for you. I want to get some backstory, so I'll make sure I get this right. As far as you know, we've talked about the different areas of Europe that are really, really ingrained in different type. Like, they take their metal, black metal, all that kind of stuff very seriously.
Yeah.
What one is the one with the, they have a blue cross and a red background?
Probably Norway is what you're talking about.
Okay. And it's a sideways cross, you know, it's on the...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, so I think this band is from Norway. Now, I saw this video, and I really, really had a hard time trying to decide if they were for real or not, because it could go either way. So they're called the Black Satans, and you can find them on YouTube. That's where I got this video. So if you want to look that up while I'm talking about it, I also posted it on my Google Plus page. But
the mutilation of Christ, the satanic darkness. Satan of Hell. Those are
the
some
Satan of Hell is the song that I found.
Okay.
Okay. Satan of Hell. I was watching that. So they're all dressed up like King Diamond, right? And they're prancing around like they're walking like bull-legged and bull-armed. Like they'll walk like marionettes, hunched over. And they're singing, you know, just, you know, your standard black metal. And you know, they're mugging for the camera.
I'm listening to this while you're talking, by the way.
I figured you were. And they're mugging for the camera. They're in the middle of the woods.
They are definitely in the middle of the woods.
Yeah. And, you know, and they'll fashion upside-down crosses out of sticks while they're singing to the song. It's, and I can't tell if they're for real or not, because if they are for real, they really stay in character. But there's a hint of you know, jokiness to it, but could be just that they're being kind of fun, as well as being, you know, black face painted, black metal satanic worshipers, you know, but yet they're at the same time kind of like during one of the scenes where they all are doing the thing where they're fashioning different things into upside down crosses. Like you can see that someone threw a snowball at one of the guys when he was doing it. It was his turn. And another time, like somebody does a little, like during their little bull walking dance, like one of them does a little jig, you know, it's like he goes, okay, yeah, I'm walking like this. It's funny.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they're not taking this too seriously.
But they've got, like, tons of videos. And so they've got another one where they're on the beach, and basically...
No, I mean, I think they're taking themselves, like, their music seriously. I just think that, like, they like to have fun. I mean,
right, yeah, because the one where they're on the beach, they're basically dressed like this, only they're wearing Speedos. And they're playing on, like, children's instruments while surrounded by a bunch of onlookers on a beach. And then all of a sudden, towards the end of the song, it goes into this little, like, jazz number. And it's and they start, you know, they're dancing around in G-strings with upside-down crosses on them. And they're going, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You know, it's just very strange. So anyway, that's the Black Satans.
The Rocky Beach?
I think that might be it. I don't know the name of that one. Yeah. I just saw that one the other day.
Well, yeah, there's the Satanic Darkness here. And they're like... It's not really a beach, but there's a lot of people lounging around.
It's like if King Diamond made a David Lee Roth video in the 80s. You know, like how he had the California Girls video that he did where everything was kind of like a little production and kind of like funny. But yet at the same time, he was like, I'm David Lee Roth. I'm cool. You know, I don't know. It's interesting. So I don't remember how I came across
this. Girls kissing each other now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, I just love the fact that they do the face painting.
I love the little drums that the guy has, like the way drums. That is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So it's and then those singers like walk. Yeah, the singers walking around in that diamond studded Speedo.
Yeah, this is amazing. Yeah, so I'm guessing these guys are not Creative Commons, or you just.
I have no idea.
Sweet,
I'm pretty sure they're not. But I like I said, I don't remember how I came.
They're too mainstream to be Creative Commons.
They really are. With a name like Black Satans, that's so marketable. Yeah.
Yeah. So, no. That's. Yeah. I'm glad you told me about that. That was pretty sweet.
I thought you'd enjoy that one.
Yeah. I think I have somehow I managed to get to the Halloween one. Oh yeah, 10/14. That one, 10. Oh, that's the one that's just called podcast. Yeah, you named one without the date on it.
I know.
That was our Halloween show.
I know, spooky, right? I did not do it on purpose. I probably just forgot to title it.
fine with me. Did you have anything to say about Halloween?
Halloween was very boring this year. I felt like everybody had already moved on to Christmas. But you're talking about the Halloween show.
Yeah, so, I mean, I kind of have a Halloween story, like, not music. But, well, I went as, well, no, that's not.
Oh, wait, no, I named the Halloween one. You're looking at a different one.
No, it's called Halloween, but the actual URL doesn't have the date in it.
Oh, right, because I fixed it. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
But anyway, that's.
Neither here nor
most
there.
Most of mine that show. Talked about hell. Well, almost all. Yeah, all of them talked about hell because I couldn't. I don't know. I didn't really find Halloween stuff, and I thought hell. it's kind of close to Halloween. We'll
yeah. No, that's one of those ones where, like, you totally stole my thunder. So after a few where I couldn't find any, I was just like, screw it. I'm just going to put in some stuff I had sitting around.
I didn't steal your thunder.
You took a lot of the good stuff. I think last year I took all the good stuff, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there were all sorts of themes, though, that you could have done. You could have done, like, death or monsters. True. Tricks.
But look
treats.
At the fun names
you
that
just
I found.
Done candy.
Look at the fun names I found, though. Montgomery Clunk, Wankatorium.
That is great. I didn't notice that. Wankatorium.
And there was a reason I posted Ada Jones, and I don't remember why. I had read something about Ada Jones. That's the last one that I have on the Halloween show. It was a jazz thing, an old blues thing, and there was a story that I had read about her, but I don't remember what it is anymore, so it's not worth remembering. But that is the reason that is on there. That, and it's a fun song. So,
yeah. I think from that Halloween show, Gods of Fire, there's definitely going to be more of them on the show.
Yeah?
I think yeah, definitely. It's at some point. I really like them. They've got a few albums. And Craig over at Open Metal Cast has played a couple tracks. I'm pretty sure that's where I found them. Either I gave him them or he gave them to me. But I think in this case, he gave them to me. Because usually I only give him the ones that I won't play. I figure he can look at the show notes or just listen to the show if he wants to grab stuff from me.
Right.
But I was going to mention something else about this one other than that one. Oh, The Taxpayers. Have you played some of their stuff before?
I think I have.
Yeah. So I had We Are the Hellhounds on there. And I think you have played some of theirs.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it is interesting. Sometimes when I've been doing searches, I'll find stuff that I like. And occasionally, we actually do cross paths as far as music we're choosing. Like, I'll have something where I'm like, yes. Oh, I like this. And I'll go, why have I heard this before? And yeah, it's something that you have played. Doesn't happen often.
No. But, I mean, you know.
It cool. does have a tendency to happen.
I noticed that on the 19th, you played Greg Gibbs. And we were going to have Greg on the show.
Right.
Back this summer or last summer. I don't know. It seems like it's been forever. And then he just dropped off the face of the earth.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I forgot all about that. I knew I recognized that name for a reason.
I played Orwellian Soccer Blues.
Yeah.
Back on the World Cup.
Now,
the Women's World Cup show, I think.
That's the one where we were actually talking to a manager or somebody, right?
Yeah, he's out of Chicago, and that was cool because Chicago's not far from Madison. And
right.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened to him. So. Huh. Hopefully he's alive.
And the thing, too, is I was surprised, and I don't know if it was just because I recognized the name because of that, but for some reason I kept thinking it was Greg Ginn, which is the dude from Black Flag, the original Black Flag. And then I always get Greg Ginn confused with Greg Kinn, which did the song Our Love's
Greg
in Jeopardy.
Greg Ginn was in Bad Religion for a while, too, wasn't he?
I don't know.
I think that
he may have been.
In,
I mean, he's from the movement. He's from the Decline of the Western Civilization era. I mean, he was in the movie, so he's like you know, punk rock royalty. You know, he's right up there with the whole, you know, with the Misfits and, well, no, because he's still punk rock. Yeah, I don't know, but he's the dude. So it's very possible he could have been in a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I think I know that name from SST Records.
Yes, very probably.
It doesn't list him as having been in Black Flag, but there were people from Black Flag in Bad Religion, right? I mean, yeah,
you mean in Bad Religion?
Yeah,
right. Okay.
There were people in, weren't there? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Maybe I'm making this up.
Maybe.
but Solid State Transmitters is what SST stands for. They had Minutemen, Husker Du, Meat Puppets, Sonic Youth, Dinosaur Jr. Dinosaur Jr., that's and, the big time right there.
And Descendants and Bad Brains.
Hmm.
That was how I knew SST.
Yeah. It doesn't list them on this little thing.
Really? They the big pinnacle SST record was Eye Against Eye. That was the pinnacle. Bad Brains changing their musical ways. Sort of album.
No, the Descendants. Neither one of them are listed on this thing.
Really?
But this is just
written by a bunch of.
Oh well, this is just talking about alternative rock here. Actually,
oh, okay.
Minuteman, Husker Du, Meat Puppet, Sonic Youth, and Dinosaur Jr.
So okay, so moving back to the shows here. So I'm looking at the our 11/11/11 show, which by the way, that whole promotion for what was that promotion that was coming out for some Viking movie or something like that was coming out that day. You remember that? Oh, you don't probably watch TV. Never mind.
No,
that's it's wasted on you. Anyway,
I don't have cable, so
well, it was all things.
I did watch a lot of Man vs. Wild over the Thanksgiving break, though, because Wendy has Netflix, and generally speaking, we don't like the same things in television. But she seemed to like that. I mean, she didn't have any problems. We watched a lot of it. So.
I like it when his wife goes with him, and he is like a total baby compared to her. Like she's tough as hell. It goes both ways.
That's a different show.
Yeah, what one am I thinking of? It's not Man vs. Wild. You're right. Man vs. Wild is where the guy, like, oh, my God, the sun's going down. Time to start drinking my piss.
He like, runs through cold streams and then gets naked and does push-ups.
Sounds like a roommate I had once.
Huh?
It sounds like a roommate I had once. He'd just be like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? And then he'd give you some explanation while he's doing it, and you're like, okay, good luck with all that.
Yeah. Let me bring this actually back to Creative Commons. And I actually watched Sita Sings the Blues for the first time during the Thanksgiving break as well.
Really?
Have you actually seen it?
A long time ago.
Okay. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Thing too is I watched it on YouTube, so I don't know. I mean, how long is it? Because I don't even know if I saw it in its entirety or if I just saw part of it. I mean,
I think that's where I watched it too, but I think that's where they have it.
Okay.
From on the website where they sort of point to.
Okay. No, I just wanted to make sure because sometimes you do that, and especially with cartoons, and you're like, it's like a 3-minute thing, and then it turns out that that's just like one part of it.
No,
so
just
wanted to make sure that wasn't the case.
You might have just seen part of it, but yeah, the main link on. If you go to cedarsingstheblues.com/watch.html, then they've got a link to YouTube, and it's 1 hour 21 minutes 32 seconds.
Oh, there you go. Then, yeah, no, I definitely have not seen that. I've only seen part of it.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's a feature film, and, it's won a lot of awards.
Right.
And But the reason that, there's a lot of music in it. I mean, it's a musical. I mean... Sita is singing songs all the time, these sort of jazzy, bluesy numbers. I guess Sita does sing the blues.
Yes. And she did, I don't know if she's still doing it because I haven't seen a post for it in a while, but she also had a comic strip that she did, a daily comic strip. And I'm trying to look for it right now, but it was also very much along the same lines as the Copying Is Not Theft video.
She's really big on question copyright. I don't know.
Right. And there was actually the comic strip. It was just 3 panels and it was usually pretty insightful. Some of the things it would bring up, I want to bring one up here and I'm trying to find it.
She's got blog.ninapaley.com and I don't know if she's got, a bunch of stuff on there, the old stuff. I mean, she's still posting pretty regularly.
Yeah, here we go. So, like, some of it is, and it's just basically back to the, much like the Copying Is Not Theft video, it's like the heads of the characters dancing in that video. So it's just, a round head and ears and nose and then feet coming out of the head. And they're always having conversations where one of them's doing something where it's like, I'm doing something illegal. And it's like, you wouldn't have to if sharing were okay. And then, punchline.
But, so where do you get to those?
Let me find the link to it. I'm looking at them on her Google Plus page right now. Let me go to the about to the links here. Mimi and Eunice. is the name of the comic. So it's at Mimi, M-I-M-I, and Eunice, which is E-U-N-I-C-E.com. But yeah, so she did those for a while. It looks like she stopped. Okay, so she hasn't posted one in a little while, since November 15th. So that's why I haven't been seeing them. Must be on hiatus or something.
November 15th?
Yeah.
Well, that's not that long.
Not that long, but I mean, I was seeing them daily. So that's why I was like, oh, I haven't seen one in a while. So that's why, I mean.
And she's got some postings on here about SOPA. We had discussed whether or not we were going to discuss SOPA, the Stop Internet Privacy, Stop Online Privacy Act.
Correct.
And do you have anything you want to say about that?
Well, just that I know that there was some rallying for it, and one of the things that they had done, the organization has just like put this on your site, which was a link to that site that explained what they are. And it was just like a little censorship banner that that you would set up to go across your logo, and that would be the link to their site. So we had that on our site for a little while, just so people could be aware and check it out. Truthfully, that's how I found out about it. I mean, I'd heard about
because it was on our website.
No,
that's funny because I'm pretty sure you put it there.
No. I mean,
we got hacked by Anonymous to stop copyright.
I was aware that there was something coming up, but I didn't know about this organization and that sort of thing. So I was at a site that had that same banner on their site blocking off their logo. And I'm like, what the hell is this? Which is pretty much a pretty good marketing campaign, or not marketing, but a pretty good awareness campaign. Yeah. Because I was like, what the hell? And then I see the link and I click it. And then I went there and I was like, oh, fucking hell, I'll put that on our site. So that's how I got that. And hopefully a few people went to our site and saw it and learned themselves as well.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody doesn't know about this, you've probably been in a coma for the last month. But just in case that's what happened to you. People that love each other as much as Google, Yahoo, Facebook, Twitter, AOL, LinkedIn, eBay, Mozilla, and the Brookings Institution, who I don't know who they are, and Reporters Without Borders and EFF, the ACLU, and Human Rights Watch are all signed up against it. And Microsoft has, you know, sort of in a half-assed way come out against it. It's not worth getting into why that they sort of didn't come out strongly against it. Not the details really, but basically my understanding of it is that their marketing company came out against it, and then they sort of were like, no, but they didn't want to make their marketing company look too stupid. It's basically the commentary that I've heard on it. And it's a little more complicated than that, but
right.
You know, basically nobody that has anything to do with the internet thinks that this is a good idea. It's basically just the MPAA and RIAA. And the thing is, I think one of the reasons that all these tech companies came out so strongly against it is because they weren't even asked about the details. You know, it's one thing if there's a bad bill that comes out, but usually when there's these sorts of bills, they sort of try to, you know, for one, they try to get buy-in. But the other thing that they do is they try to, you know, make sure that the different industries and stakeholders and such sort of know what's going on, and so they don't do something stupid and unforeseen. But this, you know, they wouldn't let any of the tech companies in on the discussion. So right. I think they were all just sort of pissed off. The thing that is, from a Creative Commons standpoint, what it would allow people to do is shut down entire sites. So right now, what happens if there's a YouTube video that, you know, somebody holds a copyright to and they don't want it on there, is they send a DMCA notice and then YouTube can take it down.
Right.
But what would happen if SOPA passed is that they could just shut YouTube down. They could just take YouTube off the, you know, off the web.
Well, and that's exactly right. And the other thing too is it goes in other ways as well. things that you use personally. Like you could say, well, I'm never going to, you know, I don't upload illegal things. That doesn't matter because then YouTube will be gone. But of course you weren't violating. But they're also talking about, I mean, sites that would be affected would be like Dropbox. Because yeah. They don't know if you're sharing back and forth. If you have something on there that's illegal and you share it with like your, I mean, it's the exact, that situation is the exact sort of thing we talk about as far as Creative Commons music. That's the sort of thing we're saying if it's under Creative Commons that you're saying that this is okay. Like if you want to share it with your sister or, you know, your family, you would, if you handed them the CD, it would be the same thing. But if you were doing that through Dropbox, they'd go, oh, they're sharing something, and they would shut down Dropbox.
Yeah. You know? Think about if somebody uploaded a copyright, you know, one person uploaded a copyright song to Jamendo, and then All of a sudden you can't get to Jamendo.
Right.
Like,
which by its core is a Creative Commons sharing site.
Right. And then the same thing with Free Music Archive. I mean, any of this stuff that we use and that people can get music from, you know, Bandcamp, you know, any of those, if somebody's just, you know, drops them off the internet, it's pretty crazy. And the thing is that, and they would be, you know, they either have to do that or, and there's some different sort of rules about having to monitor everything. But then what you'd have to do is somebody at Jamendo or YouTube, they would have to watch or listen to everything that was uploaded. And right. So it'd just be ridiculous. So what was the name of the site that was really against it was stopcensorship.org, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, so.
And I'm looking at an infographic for it on Mashable as well.
Yeah, if people are interested, just go to stopcensorship.org. It's not all about censorship. I mean, a lot of the sort of human rights people are concerned that it would get used to chill rights. But I think from Creative Commons music perspective, there's a lot of reasons to think this is silly and destructive as well. So yeah. that's why I wanted to talk about it. There's also the Protect IP Act, which I don't know quite as much about, but I know people don't like it as well. Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah, the Protect IP Act. That one is very strange to me. That's essentially just basically saying that they could decide where IP addresses could go, right? Or where you're allowed to go over a certain IP address.
No, this doesn't have anything to do with IP addresses. I don't think. I mean, okay. The IP there is intellectual property.
Oh, okay.
But maybe I don't understand quite what's going on with it because I don't know a hell of a lot about it.
Yeah, that part about it I don't know either, but I know that it's bad. But I usually get stuck on the part that we just discussed.
Yeah, and you know it's another thing where, like, you know, American Express and Reporters Without Borders are both against it. When has that ever happened? I mean, so it's just like...
Well, that's what it comes down to, is like things like this were put into place by old people a while ago, you know, or old organizations a while ago that didn't understand things, basically where things were happening around them that they didn't understand. And then as it was getting put into play, everybody realized like, oh... We use Twitter now. Oh, we use file sharing for our news reports. Oh, we use file sharing for, you know, we use Twitter to talk to our customers. We use Facebook to keep people updated and make coupons and campaigns for marketing. And it doesn't cost us anything, you know, except for the ridiculous agency we pay to do it for us. Then they realize that now, yeah, then all of a sudden they're like, oh, we're against this. Holy crap. No, you know, like, but if they would have done it a few years ago, people weren't really that on board yet. I mean, the internet timeline is really fast as far as people adapting. I mean, on the news, they'll say, you know, follow our Twitter feed now. Whereas I remember a few years back, I'm like, why don't news people use this? I get most of my news from Twitter, you know, and now they're using it. And now to the point where, like, I'm annoyed, you know, whereas before I was like, well, they should be doing this. It would be super smart for them. So, I don't know, instead of just having, like, here's our news at 10. Here's our news at 6. You know, you could talk news all day and do updates. So anyway, that's so I think that's a lot of the thing too, is that it takes, if I remember correctly, this whole thing came up a while ago. I mean, there was a campaign for this like back in, what was it, like 2000 something or other. It was basically, it was more along the lines of the, oh God damn it, what was it called?
Well, the name of it originally was different. It was the Combating Online Infringement and Counterfeits Act.
Oh, that rolls off the tongue, right?
Yeah, the Quaker.
Yes, that's the one I'm thinking of. Actually, I think they did refer to it as that, even though I think, I don't know if you were meaning to be funny when you pronounced it, but I think they did pronounce it that, because I recognize
it. No, I was trying to pronounce it.
Okay. Yeah, and I remember that, and that was a while ago, but, you know, in internet years, it was only two years ago.
It was last year.
It was last
year.
But,
of course, I mean, it's November of this year. Well, no, it's December of this year, right. So, I mean, that, man, it's like a year ago.
Yeah.
But, so they rewrote it, because it didn't pass, and then it came up again in May, and then it passed the Senate Judiciary Committee, but then Ron Wyden out of Oregon placed a hold on, and I don't know how the holds in the Senate work. I never took a political science class or anything like that. So.
Well, and is it one of those things, too, where, like, once it's in motion, it's really hard to stop it unless somebody finally does, like, what he did?
Yeah, I really don't know.
Because, I mean, can you really just go, oh, we're not doing that? You know, like, they're, like, for it, and then it takes forever, and then later on they realize they don't want it, and they're like, oh, yeah, we're over that. And then they just stop? Like, is that how it works? Can you do that? Because that could put, you know, Congress at a grinding halt if that's the case. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't claim to know much about Congress, so I'm not going to.
Yeah, I don't. So this is what Wikipedia says. It says, a hold is a parliamentary procedure permitted by the standing rules of the United States Senate, which allows one or more senators to prevent a motion from reaching a vote on the Senate floor. If the senator provides notice privately to his or her party leadership of their intent and the party leadership agreed, then the hold is known as a secret or anonymous hold. If the senator actually objects on the Senate floor or the hold is publicly revealed, then the hold is more generally known as a senatorial hold.
Ooh.
I know. Yeah. A while back, I was listening to this. The name of the show is Hardcore History.
All right.
And I haven't listened to it in a while because I don't listen to podcasts as much as I did because I'm not walking around at work like I used to. But the guy's name is Dan Carlin, if we got any history buffs out there. And it's not a Creative Commons show, but they had a show that was like the rise and fall of the Roman Empire, I think. And I was listening to that, and it was really good. Like, he's a good storyteller, and just the fiascos that Rome got itself into are pretty entertaining. But the point is that now every time I hear Senate or senatorial, I, like, think of, you know, people in togas in Rome sort of doing their thing. I wish that our Senate had to wear togas. That would be awesome. Like, maybe more people would watch C-SPAN if that were the case.
Maybe. See, I get
or maybe
most of
less
my...
people would just watch C-SPAN.
Well,
I
get most of my history knowledge from Funny or Die's drunk history videos. So I don't know if you've ever seen those.
I have seen Funny or Die things, but
drunk
history. I don't think I've...
You should look it up. They have volumes, and basically, what it is one of the writers for the show gets blinding drunk. Like, they get him so drunk that he's, like, on the verge of passing out. Then they turn on the cameras and have him describe a moment in history that he actually knows about. And then as he's describing it, as he's basically trying not to throw up or pass out or something, they have actors, like real actors like Will Ferrell and Crispin Glover and Michael Cera, act out the people in history, but doing, like, like it's being all spoken through this drunk person. And it's really painful to watch, especially if you've ever woken up hungover, but it's super, super funny.
Nice.
Yeah, so I highly suggest watching some of those. They're really good. It's a brilliant idea and a stupid idea at the same time, because you're watching them and you're like going, oh, I feel so bad for this guy that's videotaping this. But yeah, so I've learned a lot of history from that, because they'll cover strange things. There's one in particular where they John C. Reilly and Crispin Glover do one. I don't remember who it was for. I think it was for Nikola Tesla or something like that. Nikola Tesla?
Hmm.
You know, the guy that did the radio static things, not the band, the metal band.
I was going to say, I know that song Signs.
Right.
Which is that's a cover. I don't remember who the original did.
I want to say it was T-Rex, but it might not have been.
I really don't know.
Yeah.
And I care so little about who originally did that, and I'm not even going to bother looking it up.
I met them. I met Tesla.
Holy shit.
Yes. It was really boring.
Is this...
No,
well, never mind then.
No. It was funny. Because I met them not too long ago. Wife worked at a place where they played at. They played a show, and she's like, "You want to meet him?" I'm like, "Okay." I walked up, and I met the guitarist and the singer, and they're like, "Hey, this is my husband."
Is she not working at Sundance anymore?
No, she's at Sundance. This was when she was at the Orpheum. They had actual touring acts go through there. And she came up and basically, you know, I was like, "Oh, hi, I'm Tom." And like they introduced themselves, shook hands, and I was like, "Oh, well, you guys did a good job." You know, it's like I had nothing to say to them. I could care less that I just met Tesla.
You should have just taken a sign up to them.
I know. I know. I keep wishing I would have done something really just goofy and then ran. But, you know, like do a thing like all of a sudden just go booga booga and then run away really fast. But no, instead it was just kind of like awkward pause and it's like, okay then, I'll see you later. You know, it was like running into someone in the hall. It was very strange. But anyway, that's my Matt Tesla story. I have much better stories about other bands that I met, but I can't think of any of them right now.
That's okay.
Bands that I wanted to meet.
Oh, you mean and proceeded to meet.
And proceeded to meet, yes.
Not just... This one time, I wanted to meet...
One time? One time, I saw these guys, and they smoked... Sorry, that's a Kids in the Hall reference. I don't know if you'll get that one.
No.
Okay.
Speaking of historical things.
Oh.
Opera. That's historical.
Hey.
Did you like my introduction of opera into our show?
Yeah, I think it's funny that you started with part two and part three.
Well, that was – I mean, I couldn't play all of them.
Right.
And just for timing, I picked those so that it didn't –
So anyway, for those listening, we've gone back to the original thing we started talking about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, we need like a map of this show. We have gone.
We got to start doing segments. We really should. You know, we'll be like segment, and then I'll edit in some stuff.
The thing is that if we did segments, we would still be on like the let's talk about the music show segment because we're not done with that.
I know, but maybe we would have not talked about that stuff.
Yeah, maybe we would try.
Yeah. Because now we're just winging it, you know, that's what we normally do. But I'm just saying this way, because we have our list of stuff, although, God, that was in order, too. Who knows? What? Who knows what would happen if we did that?
Yeah, I mean, we could try it. Next show, we could definitely try it.
True.
I mean, it's not totally in order. I mean, we try to sometimes have segues, and then that gets us out of order. So.
And sometimes they're unsuccessful, like the one we just had. So anyway, we were talking about the opera show on the 11-11-11 show.
Yeah, now, I mean,
on this
I don't
one,
think
I
that
did...
we've ever had opera on the show until then. So
no, I don't. I don't think we have. I know we've had classical. We've had the blues that don't suck, which would be the pre-60s blues. We've had the we've had some country. We've had some Irish Celtic stuff, but yeah. I don't think we've ever had opera.
No, well, I mean, we've never had anything listed as opera because when you do a search for the word opera, that's
you get the browser.
That's the only thing that comes up.
Okay.
So yeah, just wanted to mention that. So if anybody thinks that we're just playing weird stuff, I mean, maybe you think opera's weird, but it's not all avant-garde. Crazy folktronica stuff.
Right. And on that show, I played one. I put it last because I liked it, but I knew that if it was up front, if somebody didn't like it, it would just be too much for them. But it was the industrial track by Drums Like Machine Guns, the song Get Radical. And it has a tendency to get very industrial. But I was digging on it, so I put it as the last song just in case nobody cared for it.
Yeah.
So I figured that was all right. But yeah, and then of course another thing I've noticed recently is I think I am a fan of the band Hank, because I have put them on the show a couple of times now, and I've even come to the point where, like, sometimes I'm like, I can't post Hank again, you know, when I find music that I'm listening to. But when I'm not paying, or when I'm not looking at what I'm, like, if I'm just listening to a playlist and they come up, more often than not, I'll look over and go, oh, who's this? So, I don't know. I've noticed that. So I'm liking this band, Hank.
I'll have to download some of their stuff and check it out.
Yep. Be warned, though. It is lo-fi.
Oh.
But I enjoy them. They do some. The reason I like them too is they're really interesting. They're very unique, in the sense that, like, I mean, you couldn't even really tell that it's them from one song to the other a lot of the time.
Hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know. I find them entertaining. They're fun. So that's what I got for that one.
So I have a couple sports shows on here, which both have incredible pictures for very different reasons. So we had the one where you have people playing badminton.
Oh, you're going somewhere else here.
The Library of Commerce. Yeah, that one's an old one. I know. I didn't do them in order. It's 11, 10, 14.
Oh, good Lord.
Rocking it old school.
Yeah, you are.
One of the other interesting things about that show is that I played a track from the Barcelona Sonora CD. And if you'll remember, the guys from Freak Fandango knew some of the artists that had been on that
CD. Oh, right. Yeah.
So I don't remember if this was, I don't know, the band that they knew started with a, like, OX or something like that. It was, or Zacta Sound System was the name of the band that they knew. And they might have known others, I don't know, but this was a track about boxing. Or maybe it wasn't about boxing, but it had a boxing clip at the very beginning of it.
Right. I vaguely remember that. Even though you're going back, like, almost a full month.
Yeah, well, no, I mean,
even
more
so.
That was October, October 14th. So, yeah, but, I mean, we haven't had a show for 2 weeks.
I know.
And then we had interviews, and we just haven't done the shows.
One thing I want to bring up, too, is that we still need to get together and make a mixtape for Radio Free For All.
Yeah, did you see that I sent you a Google Doc about that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I put my tracks on there. Maybe I didn't.
Okay.
I just sent it to Nick. But I have my tracks ready to go, more or less.
Oh, okay.
I need to actually make the file, but I have the tracks picked.
Gotcha.
So we'll get that to him. He did release a new two shows.
Oh, good. So we did inspire him to do another one.
Yeah, and he changed some stuff on the site as well after my expert
interface critiquing.
Yeah. I'm a good manager.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Right. So anyway, yeah. Okay. Well, then here I am saying, bringing it up, like, we got to do that, and you're already, like, fully on it, and I just need.
Well, I'm not, though, because I haven't actually made
more so than I am.
Okay, that's fair.
Because I still, as we're going through this, I was looking at some stuff, and I was like, oh yeah. Trying to think of ones that I want to pick, because we were going to pick songs from the show.
Yeah, and you could look at the ones I did and not pick the same artists.
Right.
But
I
mean, you could if you wanted to. I mean, whatever. Yeah. And then we have one more music show, and then we'll be done with music shows.
All right.
And I mentioned I had two sports ones, and there was one about soccer/football. And the Spunk Lads FC track that we opened with, that I did some editing on.
So you're talking about the one on 11/10/21.
Yeah, the following week.
All right.
That's an amazing track. It's like stuck at the end of another track, if you look at the Free Music Archive stuff.
Yep.
So that's why I cut it out, so we could actually get to the good stuff. So if anybody wants the version that is played on our show, let me know, because I've got that.
Hmm.
And anybody who goes back and listens to that show, be forewarned that there's a pretty offensive track, track 5, which is not worth getting into why it's offensive. If you didn't know the history, it probably wouldn't be offensive. Well, it almost certainly wouldn't be offensive. But
I like their name, though. Stellar Art Wars free license.
Yeah, they've got a lot of stuff, and I don't know all of the stuff that's in the site in that song, but it opens with, and the name of the track is titled after the Munich air disaster with Manchester United, I think in 1958. But a bunch of people died and people were hurt and stuff. And the song, there's a cheer that, or a chant or whatever, that opposing teams chant, you know, that basically makes fun of the team for having been, for dying and stuff. It's horrible. But wow. I think the whole point of the track is to sort of, because it's not just, you know, teams against United. It's got some stuff against a bunch of other teams. So I think it's just talking about violence and, you know, such in sports. So, but yeah, they've got a lot of weird sort of, they're just putting out stuff all the time on the Stellar Art Wars free license. Mm-hmm. And I come across it all the time. And I think all of this stuff is attribution. That track is
right,
but yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the site right now, and I'm not even going to bother counting, but there's like 20-25 CDs on there now. Some of them don't have a lot of tracks on them, but still, they show up a lot.
And it's a fancy site.
Oh, I was talking about on Jimendo.
Oh, okay.
Actually, yeah, I haven't.
Their site is actually very, you can see that they're spending most of their time writing the music and not designing websites.
Well, fair enough. But the other thing that I wanted to, you never commented about this on the actual show, but I noted that you actually had a hockey jersey there
and right. Not
a soccer jersey. Was that done on purpose?
Possibly. Or? It was possibly. I think I just typed
in
sports.
You don't even remember anymore.
I probably just typed in sports in the search, and it was like, there you go.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty funny. I thought you might be making fun of yourself.
I may have. I might have. I mean, like we said, this is back in this is October 21st, so I might have done it, but I could also see myself just going sports and say that looks sports-like.
Well, Amsterdam Mac, his comment when I questioned it was, it's in a way very close to soccer, only single-digit scores.
Oh, funny.
So I thought that that was, yeah, I thought that that was pretty funny.
That's good.
So did you have anything else? You know, I did all that work on getting some articles when we were scrambling, and I don't think we talked about a single thing.
We talked about the SOPA thing, which was actually one that we said when we started we might want to mention in passing, and then we spent like a good 15-20 minutes on it.
Yeah.
No, I didn't have anything else. I know there were a few things you wanted to mention before we knock off for tonight.
Was there?
Well, at the very top.
Oh, well, I don't. I mostly wanted to ask you about the show that you were thinking about doing and whether that's still on or.
Possibly. I've been thinking about it. I'm trying to think of how I want to format it. Like I said, I've got a few in the can. So for those who aren't listening, we had a conversation. Those who are listening, we had a conversation.
Yeah, I don't think that this conversation was on air.
No, it was not. It was after we were done with the interview. Both Doug and I have ideas for two separate shows, but we're also trying to make sure that they don't conflict with the format of this show. But we want them to be kind of under the Music Manumit umbrella. But we want Music Manumit to also be, like, we don't want to all of a sudden clog up your feeds with a bunch of other different shows that we have, but we are going to offer some. So right. That's the one thing that we're thinking of doing. So one of them is going to be, mine would be, and this is a show that I've actually experimented with before, and I'm thinking of starting it up again. It was basically called a random phone cast, which was a search for kind of like what we do here, but not with music. Remixable audio, like any kind of audio that's interesting. It could have music in it, but I'd like to stray away from songs. And in between that, I'm always recording stupid things that I think of on my phone, like things that I think are funny, or you know, little observations of the world that I think are funny. But they're usually just very bizarre, and or sometimes insulting. I don't know. But and then I would piece them together where I'd have a piece of audio then one of those, and then a piece of audio, and all of it is remixable. Mostly would probably be under, it would be under the same license as our site, but possibly some non-commercial, but I try to stay away from that. And then I do those, and they're in a 15-minute format, so they're never longer than 15 minutes. It's just a bunch of random clips thrown together that I just kind of edit piece to piece, and it's just a bunch of crazy audio shit that you find on the internet. I almost said radio. But some of them have been radio things that people have recorded from, like, the 70s. I think I have one. But so I wanted to start that up again, so that's going to be the show I have, and it's just going to be called a Random Cast. Cause it's just, and also people can submit audio that they find. I might utilize a different Dropbox for it. We'll see. And then Doug also has been thinking about a show that he's actually got underway, getting prepared with. So you can talk about that a little bit.
Well, I don't really know how much I want to say right now because I'm still working on the different shows and how they're going to work and all that kind of stuff. But basically, Nick, who we had on, I think the last talk show that we did, we had an interview with him. We're going to do a show talking about Creative Commons law and music law as well. So just things that artists might, not just artists and music lovers might come into contact with. So some of the stuff will definitely be Creative Commons, but some of the other things will be more like for bands touring, like the different troubles that you can get yourself into out of state. And, so if you guys were traveling in Florida and something happens, what do you do? So some of those shows will be probably not very interesting for people. And some of them will probably be interesting because they'll be current events. But we want to get out the non-interesting stuff as well, just because I think that'll be really useful and people might be looking for information and then they can, stumble upon it via Google or via StumbleUpon. And once I sort of get going with that, I'll have a little bit more to say about how often shows will come out and stuff. But some of that's going to be blog material as well, and not just the show, because Nick's not going to be able to do it every day, and I'm going to be posting every day. So, so I can talk a little bit more about that, because I have a sort of a, I don't know, grand vision is the right way, but it's going to be pretty in depth. Because it's basically going to be my full-time job for the summer. So.
Right. Well, cool.
So, 8 hours a day, there's a lot of stuff that can happen.
Not really.
Well, we get out a show every week mostly, right. Two shows most weeks. So, I don't know. We don't spend that much time on the show, so. Yeah. I'm sure in some of those 8 hours, I'll do stuff for this show too. Some of the stuff that has come up. Oh, speaking of doing stuff, I don't know if he was inspired by our chastising him or what, but Amsterdam Mac did a new batch of songs or shows on Last FM.
Oh, I know. I saw that on the Journal.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, I did see that because he got mad at you for posting a full embedded album from Jamendo on there, so he couldn't take the information. He had to write it all down by hand.
Yeah, so he could have just skipped that one, but
yeah.
But I'm glad he took the time to do
it. It was nice.
He's amazing.
So. Yeah, I agree. So that was cool. Yeah, it's cool to have him back because we were worried since he's doing his own show now that he wasn't going to have the time, but lo and behold, there he was. So looking out for us as always. All right. Well, that's all I got. How about you?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Well, then we'll see you guys next time on another Music Manumit podcast at musicmanumit.com.